Welcome to Digest This, the show that helps you revolutionize your digestive health. Here are your hosts, Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato.
Hello, and welcome to Digest This. I'm Dr. Liz Cruz, and I've got Tina Nunziato sitting right here by my side. Thank you so much for joining us for another podcast as we are moving swiftly through the year.
We're already at January 10th.
I know, that's amazing.
Yeah, we're almost halfway through this month already.
Yeah, that's right. The months will just fly by just like they do every year. So anyways, take advantage of every moment because the minutes, the hours are flying by. So we thought that we would talk a little bit about our new enzymes that we are just starting to use in our office.
That's right. Yeah, they just started rolling out this month.
That's right. And so for those of you that take our everyday enzymes, which are the digestive enzymes with your meals, we have a new bottle and a new capsule of enzymes. And so one of the first things that you're going to notice is that the bottle is bigger than the bottle that you've been used to buying for several years. And the reason it's bigger is because the capsules are bigger.
Right.
The capsules are bigger. And
they're almost like the size of the GastroGreen capsules.
Right.
Now.
They're almost, yeah, actually they are. Yeah. But the contents in the capsule are actually double what was in the older one.
That's right.
And so we wanted to make sure that you were aware that there is a new bottle with bigger capsules that has more enzyme in it. And so therefore, you're not going to have to take as many capsules any longer as you have for however long you've been taking them.
Well, that's the reason why we did it, to be honest with you. I mean, people have been on these enzymes for years now. Mm-hmm. And they've noticed that as the years go on, you know, some people have to increase enzymes. I mean, most people are on two enzymes with every meal. We do have quite a few people that take 3, 4, or 5 enzymes with their meals. And so there's been, in the past, a lot of complaining mm-hmm. about how many capsules they have to take with their meals. And I get it. Like, you know, I mean, even though they're small, taking a handful of them, you know, 5 seems like a lot, you know, when you're eating. And so we tried to listen to people, you know, and their feedback. And so we decided to increase the size of the capsule so people have to take less capsules, right? So where most people now are taking 2 with meals, now they only have to take 1 with their meals. And if they were taking, for example, 3 or 4 with their meals regularly, now they only have to take 2. So it just cuts in half what they had to take before.
Right, right. So actually, it'll make it easier. I think it'll make it a lot easier. You know, so if you're taking 2 capsules, take 1. If you've been taking 3 or 4, take 2.
Right.
And,
and again, you don't have to worry about overdoing it with the enzymes. If you feel like you want to take even 3 mm-hmm. of these capsules, you absolutely can. It's right. Not going to hurt you to take more enzymes. I do have a lot of people who think, oh, if I take another one, I'm going to get an upset stomach or something, or it's going to make my bowel movements weird, but it's not. You'll be fine.
Yeah, so we just wanted you to be aware of that. And so now when you come in to get your capsules or if you're ordering the enzymes online, just know that you're going to have bigger bottles, bigger capsules with more enzyme, and so you do not need to take as many as you've been taking. The bottles have 100 capsules.
Right, instead of 200.
Right, instead of 200. So,
It's still a 1 month supply,
right?
Technically,
right?
Yes,
right. All right, cool.
Yeah. You want to talk a little bit about just some of the experiences the patients have had with the enzymes? What you're seeing?
Oh, these enzymes have really been miracle workers for a lot of our patients. I mean, you know, it's something that we've been seeing. You know, we've been using them now for several years. And, we have patients that have been taking them for years that are afraid to even run out of them because they help them so much. And with all sorts of different symptoms, you know, I mean, you know, if they have, I mean, some people have bloating, some people have acid reflux, some people have constipation, diarrhea, just, you know, all sorts of different issues. And once they've gone through their workup, their GI workup, and, you know, we make sure that there's nothing bad going on, you know, they've gotten started on these enzymes and they've just worked wonders for them, because now they're actually digesting food and food isn't sitting around not getting digested, and they're actually getting nourishment from what they're eating. So now, because they're actually getting nourishment, getting the nutrients from what they eat, they actually feel better too, you know, because they're getting nourished. They're not just eating food and just to get filled and not the nutrients that they need from the food.
Do you want to talk a little bit about some of the patients that have been able to come off their PPI medicines?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we've had a lot of people that have been able to come off of the... So PPI is the proton pump inhibitor medicines. Some of you, a lot of you, I'm sure, are familiar with them, and some of you maybe have not heard of them. So those are the medicines like Prilosec, I would say is probably the most common. Prilosec, which is something you can buy over the... Anyone can buy over the counter these days. And Nexium, Pantoprazole or Protonix. Those are just a few of the PPIs that are out there. So we have a lot of patients who have actually been able to come off of these medicines since taking the enzymes. And I just think that when they are digesting better, their stomach is not getting all revved up with acid. I mean, yes, the stomach is going to make acid, because acid is very important in the digestion, especially breaking down the proteins. But these people start on these enzymes, they actually start digesting their food better, and soon they find that they don't even need to be on these acid reflux medicines. And so it's, again, just really been miracle worker for a lot of these people.
Yeah, which is great when you can get off those PPI mm-hmm. medicines. I know those medicines are meant to be taken more short term to solve very specific GI issues. And right. a lot of people end up staying on these medicines for years, sometimes right. decades, because, it's stopping my symptoms. So mm-hmm. I'm just going to keep taking it. And, you know, the problem is there's lots of studies out there for those people that haven't seen a lot of the studies about the damage that the PPIs long-term are doing to the body, right? Just with brain issues and heart issues and just all these things, because...
Kidney, bones.
Right.
Yeah, there's a lot of... There are a lot of things that we have to be aware of with these PPI medicines. I mean, we've been using these PPI medicines for...
Decades.
30 years yeah. plus. And when the first one came out, which I believe was Omeprazole, Prilosec, I mean, one thing that I do remember learning in my training was that definitely the incidence of ulcers was much less. Mm-hmm. Okay, so there's no question that these medicines have done great things and have helped a lot of people. Okay.
Well, like in those cases, right?
Yeah.
Where someone has an ulcer, you need to eliminate the acid in the stomach so the ulcer can heal.
Exactly.
Right. So
exactly.
That was the purpose of the medicine.
Exactly. Yeah. And so it definitely has its place and has been very helpful for a lot of people. The problem is that these medicines, like pretty much other, you know, most medicines, have potential side effects. In this case, potential long-term side effects. And it's just in the last few years where there's been more attention put on some of these issues with these medicines, you know, specifically like we just mentioned, you know, with bone health, like osteoporosis, kidney health, the brain, the heart. And so it's not, you know, these are medicines that people are becoming more aware of the fact that there could be issues, and more patients these days are asking us, hey, you know, can I come off of this medicine? I don't want to be on it forever. And, you know, I don't want to suffer any of the long-term side effects of being on this medicine. But
at the same time, they've tried to wean themselves off.
Sometimes they,
and
yeah.
it doesn't work
yeah.
because they still get that acid and it hurts them so badly,
so
and they feel like they can't come off of it. And
right.
I always tell people when I'm consulting with them that, you know, don't ever try to come off of a PPI cold turkey, you know, without having enzymes on board, you know, to help balance that out. And so we try to have a plan with them to come off of those PPI slowly, especially if they've been on them for a long period of time.
Right. That's right. And so the enzymes have really been a lifesaver for a lot of these people, and a lot of our patients, our clients have been able to come off of these medicines. Okay. I mean, not everybody, but a good portion have been able to wean themselves off. And, you know, provided they don't need to be on the PPI because they have Barrett's esophagus or something like that. I mean, you know, we definitely encourage them to try to come off and you know, and if they're feeling great and doing well with them, you know, that's more power to them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So just wanted to do this podcast to make everybody aware of the big change, literally the big change with the enzymes.
Bigger and capsules.
And if you have any questions about enzymes or want to learn more or have questions about the new enzymes that are out, just feel free to give us a call at the office. You can always reach us at 623-772-6999, and I'm at extension 102.
All right. Thank you for joining us, and we will catch you on the next podcast.
Thank you for joining Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato. To learn more about their revolutionary products and services, go online to www.drlizcruz.com.